Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. We can open our Bible and read Isaiah chapter 54 verses 1 to 17. Isaiah chapter 54 verses 1 to 17. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and straighten thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt not forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stone. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from error, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the ways to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall raise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials that you deliver us from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, unwillingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, as we lifted up unto your hands our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, your husband, pray for your children, pray for our families. Pray for your siblings, your parents. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church of their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word and worship and kneeling down and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and the children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts, to make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them, that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruits to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those who are we meet daily and to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UN, the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizen that to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistic offices and documents that we need. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need, so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen ministry, the publications, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us in the items of our worship, anoint our prayers, our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and to new people. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
I'll never know. Come together in this place, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we are, O God, to worship you and to honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that by the blood that was shed on the cross for us, you have called us as your children, safe and secure in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we celebrate your victory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Show me your way,
need your grace in my life. Lord, the only one who's God.
To worship you, we long to see your face, oh Lord God. Willing to, we long to see you face to face, even to the next life to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord God, you are the great, great God, the wonderful one who makes all things possible in our lives, who works wonders and miracles in our life. Given us everything, even your very own son, you did not spare to save us from sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your life that you have given to us. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering to God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me, Now herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we adore and praise you. Thank you, Lord God, for all. You are our provider in everything we need. And as we give what is due for you, fulfill your word to your faithful people and doer of your will, that all nations and people around us will see that they are blessed by you. Bless this money for the extension of your grace and mercy to the people who are in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman, Part 7, The Ministry of the Elder Brother and Sister. Watchman, Part 7, The Ministry of the Elder Brother and Sister. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for bringing us here today. Lord, as we listen to your message, we pray and ask that you open our hearts and our minds to receive your message. Help us, Lord, to apply your teachings to our daily lives, yes, and to share them with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture will keep teaching us and direct us and show us our responsibilities to God and toward one another. We will learn in this message about another example of the ministry of the watchman inspired from the example of Miriam and what she did and contributed to the life of her brother Moses. Amen. The setup of Moses' family is as the following. Numbers chapter 26 verse 59. Numbers chapter 26 verse 59. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. Now let us read the events of how Moses was saved from death and how Miriam did her part as an elder sister to save her brother. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived, and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it, and when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrews' woman, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and away. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. When the mother of Moses was not able to hide him anymore, she prepared an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. Now the parents cannot do any more for the child. But Miriam continued to do her part as a responsible watchman who cared and watched for her brother Moses. Exodus 2:4. And his sister stood afar off to wait and what would be done to him. Number one, she stood at a distance. She took her stand to be a responsible person toward her ministry. Our elder children should be taught that they are called to care for their younger brothers and sisters. We are called to teach our disciples that they are called to be responsible with us to care for the new coming believers. Number two, to see what would happen to him. Miriam was a faithful watchman. She carried the pain and the responsibility with her parents to care and to protect her younger brother, Moses. Our elder children should take the pain and the responsibility with us to care for their younger brothers and sisters. Our disciples should share the pain and the responsibility with us to care for the new coming believers. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. He is our elder brother who gave his life and cared for us. In the same way, we care for our children and our new disciples. And we teach our elder children and disciples to care for their younger brothers and sisters and the new coming believers. Exodus 2:7. When the child Moses picked up and reached the hand of Pharaoh's daughter, Exodus 2:7, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee?" Number three, she feared the Lord. The fear of God in the life of Miriam was manifested in her responsible stand with God. Knowing that Moses would be a faithful servant, an effective instrument in God's hand to bring his people out of darkness, she acted very wisely, shrewdly, and on time, and spoke with tactful words with the right person concerned to save her brother. She was willing to go and was willing to bring what her younger brother needed. We ought to train our elder children and disciples how to care for their younger brethren and the new believers. Miriam was willing to go and bring the baby's mother. In the same way, we ought to be ready to go in response to Jesus' command to go and make disciples of all nations. And we need to train our children to go and make disciples of their younger brothers by praying for them, encouraging them to read the Bible, and teach them with us God's words and ways. Number four, Miriam played a key role to link between Moses and the parents. Miriam received the favor from God when Pharaoh's daughter approved her request. So as Pharaoh's daughter approved her request, the girl went and got the baby's mother. In the same way, as we are willing to help others, especially our younger brothers and sisters, and save them from their troubles, God shall give us favor and grant us success in our mission to help our younger brothers. Number five, Miriam brought joy to her mother when called her mother to nurse Moses once again. Our children and disciples, we should train them so they can be a source of joy to us by being effective link between us and our younger children and the new believers in the church. Number six, Miriam sure was trained by her parents. Miriam acted in wisdom and fear of God. And for sure, her actions were guided with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we should not forget that Miriam was taught the ways of God from her parents, who both of them were Levites. Therefore, we continue to train our elder children and disciples how to care for others, and especially our younger children, the new believers and the new disciples. Number seven, Miriam had true love and faithfulness. She had the true love of God, and she was faithful servant and minister of God. She carried the fruit of the Holy Spirit as she cared for her younger brother. Sure, she was praying for Moses and hoping with faith that God would protect him and save him. We continue to cultivate the true love in our hearts and manifest in our lives, and teach and train our children and disciples to do the same. To be people of care and actions, people of prayer and support to those who are in troubles and to those who are in need. Number eight, Miriam carried also more talents and gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve God. Letter A, Miriam sang the song of Moses. Miriam rejoiced as she saw the fruit of her labor, Moses, whom she cared and whom God used to bring deliverance for the Israelites, the church, and judgment on the enemy. Exodus 15:21, and Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." Before we teach our children and our new disciples to sing to God, we need to train them to love and care for their younger brothers, sisters, and for the new believers, and lead them to Christ. Letter B, Miriam led the people in worship and dancing to the Lord with songs and tambourine dance. Exodus 15:20. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. Again, before we train our children and disciples to lead worship or dance for the Lord, we need to be sure that they have love to care for their younger brothers and sisters and for the new believers. Letter C, Miriam was a prophetess. Exodus 15:20. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. The prophet is the one who tell and declare the will of God to the people around him. Miriam did that by showing her care and love and concern for her brother Moses. Our children and new disciples, we ought to train them to declare the word of God and the will of God to others by doing their responsibilities, and show love and care for their younger brothers and sisters and for the new coming believers into the kingdom of God. Miriam was a valuable servant of God and had a key role to act to bring up not only Moses from death, but finally, as a consequence of that act, the whole Israelites out from the bondage in Egypt. Therefore, our training to our children and new disciples in this aspect is much needed to secure a smooth, fruitful, and promising ministry. In Numbers 12, there was an occasion that had happened and showed ill behavior of Miriam and Aaron toward their younger brother Moses. Let us read that. Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 16. Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 16. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came in, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. Here, Miriam and Aaron spoke arrogantly out of pride, selfishness, and jealousy toward their younger brother, Moses. That reminds us of the same of what happened with Cain and Abel, the children of Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought off the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought off the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, unto his offering, but unto Cain, unto his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. As we read that, Cain, because of jealousy and selfishness toward his brother, acted in anger and irresponsibly and killed his brother Abel. That same jealousy, selfishness, and anger we can notice and read in Luke 15. When the elder son was angry with her father, with his father, because he accepted his younger brother when he came in repentance. Luke chapter 15, verses 25 to 30. Luke chapter 15, verses 25 to 30. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. These events should not be there in our families and inside the church. Our elder children and disciples, we need to discipline them and train them to be caring and loving and acting responsibly toward the younger ones. Miriam's ill behavior in Numbers 12 was judged, and God disciplined her when he afflicted her with leprosy. Also, God told to Moses the following about her. Numbers 12:14, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? So here, the Lord's word teaches us to discipline our elder children and disciples if they show ill behaviors and transgress against their younger brethren. The Israelites were delayed 7 days, waiting for Miriam to recover, and that was important and necessary for the whole Israelites, and even teaching to us today. We need to give time and be patient to discipline our children and disciples till they get rid of such bad attitudes of anger, selfishness, and jealousy toward the younger ones. God recommended to the Israelites and to us today the incident that he judged the ill behavior of Miriam toward Moses when he said, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 8 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 8 to 9. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently, and do accordingly to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so ye shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam by the way, after that ye were comforted out of Egypt. Anger, selfishness, jealousy, and ill treatment for the younger brothers and the new believers is leprosy and needed to be dealt with in the New Testament church. The scripture treat Miriam and his ministry in the same importance as treating Moses and Aaron and their ministries. Moses and Aaron, the place and the time of their death mentioned in the Bible, as well as Miriam's death, time and place mentioned. Numbers 20 verse 1. Numbers 20 verse 1. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Miriam's ministry was so crucial, and the scripture considered her with Moses and Aaron in leading the people of God out from the bondage in Egypt. As God said to the Israelites, Micah chapter 6 verse 4, Micah chapter 6 verse 4, "For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam." My dear and beloved, the future of the church and ministry bound with the outcome of the ministry of the elder brothers or sisters and the elder disciples toward the younger ones. I pray for you that your eyes will be opened and realize all this truth and put them into practice and work with God in raising new generation who are caring and loving for others. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teaches my responsibility toward the younger brothers and the younger believers. Lord, thank you for all the teaching, the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments that we receive from you. Confess your sins and renounce them. Renounce the sin of your lack of care and being responsible toward others, especially your younger brothers and the new believers in Christ. Confess and renounce that you are not willing to be a watchman for your younger siblings and for the new disciples. Repent and renounce your jealousy, anger, selfishness, fight and quarrel with your younger siblings and the new disciples. Repent of your non-willingness to suffer for Christ and to serve him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide with your word in doing your will, in raising up a responsible new generation and discipline them and train them to care for their younger ones and the new believers in Christ. Lord, give me the strength and the good health and the perseverance to achieve that. Lord, as I will obey you, then fulfill your good promise to me and my descendants. This is all I ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, great is our God.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and who committed their lives to follow your word and the instruction we receive in this message. Lord, use their lives to bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church. Lord, bless them, protect them, and give them the strength to care and do their watchman ministry toward their younger brothers and sisters and to the new disciples. Lord, provide all their needs so they can continue to go and do your will. Lord, reward them and make their lives good testimonies to others to serve you. Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to train our elder children and our families, to care and watch for their younger siblings, and to continue to care and train our elders and disciples to watch for the new believers and the new disciples. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need to go and serve you, to evangelize, making disciples, training workers, and to plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Guys.